Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In several elections, and a lot of people think it's a really safe seat. But he's getting primaried in this upcoming election next November by Muad Harizi, and he's joining us now on Brian and Company, and we give equal time. We'll have, obviously, Congressman Larson. He's been on the show many times. Muad, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. So first of all, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't know you, so this is a chance for people to get to know you, and we'll get to that in a second. But why do this? You know, this Congressman Larson is very, very firmly ensconced here. What was your motivation?
Yeah, so I think my motivation is tied to that first question of you know, who am I and what have I experienced? So I'm one of the, and my family is one of the millions that went through foreclosure, and father had his pay slashed during the Great Recession, lost a lot, and have suffered through enormous amounts of medical debt, even though we had good private insurance. We've seen a lot of the challenges of this American economy, and I want to help make it better, and I think that there's a lot that we could be doing differently. I think it's time for some new blood in Washington, new ideas, and a new sense of urgency. My generation is a generation crippled with $1.7 trillion of student debt because we wanted to educate ourselves and move up the economic ladder. We're the generation having to deal with gun violence in schools and mass shootings, and I feel like the crises are just piling up, and now we have a planet that's becoming so polluted that it's probably that the environment is probably going to start getting worse and worse, and climate change is a real problem. So there's a long list of challenges, and I think that we need a renewed sense of urgency. And I'm running for this seat just to bring some new ideas to the table, and I'm excited to discuss where I think myself and Congressman Larson might disagree.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess maybe I'll put a pause on, you know, how you approach Congressman Larson for a second and just, you know, give a little bit of your background. I believe you're first generation, you know, American, and your parents came from Libya, I believe. You know, talk about where you grew up, where you went to school, what you do now.
Yeah, so my parents came to this country as asylum seekers from Libya. So they left Libya because of persecution they were facing, and I think that's awfully salient right now, given the challenges to our democracy and protecting our liberties. That's a big part of also why I'm running. We've seen firsthand, my family and I, the consequences of authoritarian, repressive governments, and we want to make sure that the reason we left Libya isn't brought here, which is having these authoritarian systems. So that's a really important part of what challenges we're facing today that we really need to solve, and that's deadly serious to me. But we came here. Settled in Connecticut, was a gifted runner. So I ran cross country and track and field, was the 12th best 2-miler in the country, and ended up attending the University of North Carolina. Was really interested in figuring out how to fix our healthcare system after experiencing what we experienced with my mom's medical debt. And I myself was delayed medical care from that same hospital because of the fact that my mom had a medical debt, and the hospital wanted me paid off, and I was unable to as a 17-year-old. So went on to attend the University of North Carolina, and figured out that so much of what's wrong in our healthcare system isn't from a lack of expertise, but has to do with political decisions, and went on to go start working for Chris Murphy, and really just kind of got fascinated by our political system, but also wanted to help make a difference.
And what are you doing right now?
So right now I'm running for the U.S. House, also while driving Lyft, and working as a patient companion with patients who suffer from traumatic brain injury.
And just give us a quick sense of your fundraising so far. I think I saw a few headlines, but just let people know how it's going.
Yeah, so our campaign has raised over $300,000, and all that is people-powered grassroots money, no corporate money at all. And it's coming in from people who believe in this message. One big thing that's important to me is making sure that we have a government that isn't beholden to corporate interests. As somebody who's worked in Washington, I believe that there's a huge influx of corporate money, and it's dictating what happens in our government. And it's awfully catastrophic from the policies that we're enacting. So we take no corporate money. That is really important to me. It's important to the people who are supporting me. And I think it's the right thing to do in this moment. We need to be able to send people to Washington who are prioritizing the people's agenda.
All right, we're talking with Muad Harizi, Democratic candidate for Congress in the 1st District, trying to primary Congressman John Larson. So how do you approach going after an incumbent who seemingly pretty popular?
Yeah, so to me, this is primarily about providing new ideas. No real need to go after him in that sense. I think that there are disagreements and contrasts. But I'm providing kind of my sense of urgency, my proposals. We disagree on some stuff. One of the biggest is that, like I said, I take no corporate money. I think most Democrats agree that Citizens United was a failure, that there has been a huge amount of dark money going to our politics, that our government is influenced a whole lot by corporate money, and we're seeing that with the newest iteration, which is Manchin Sinema. But I think most Democrats agree that there is a lot of special interest influence over our leaders. And so if you agree with that, which most people do, then I think you want to elect people who don't take corporate money. And Representative Larson is the fifth highest recipient of corporate money out of all House Democrats. And to me, it's really tough for any human to be unbiased and fair if they are taking a whole ton of money from special interests, whether they're pharmaceutical companies or Wall Street or defense contractors, whoever it might be. So that's a big, big differentiator between me and Larson is that I take no corporate money. You can trust that. Whatever I'm doing behind closed doors when we caucus as Democrats is going to be only in the best interest of the people of the 1st District. I have a sense of urgency. I think young people do. We are dealing with huge kind of cataclysmic challenges. Another big difference is that I think that, you know, Representative Larson has been awfully deferential to kind of Wall Street folks. One of the big votes that he took that was probably the most consequential was repealing Glass-Steagall, which is what precipitated the crash of 2008, which our state, Connecticut, is the only state that never recovered from. So that's kind of a very clear example as to how corporate money, I think, can be highly influential and can make people make bad decisions that have very long-term consequences. And anyone who was kind of evaluating that would have seen that was not going to be a good decision, which is, you know, kind of what Elizabeth right. Warren has always talked about, was this repeal being a huge, hugely bad decision.
Muad, we're up against the clock. I apologize. Thank you for the time. We'll have you on again. Muad Harizi, candidate for the 1st Congressional District here in Connecticut. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Brian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.